This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Seven after the hour now, it's the Talk Countdown Show, a special edition. Michael Harrison is here, and he's the publisher, he's the editor at Talkers Magazine. You can find Talkers at Talkers.com. Michael and I are here to go through the list of the stories and the people in this week's countdown. And when I say a special edition, because the Talkers Conference, the annual Talkers Conference being held in New York on Long Island at Hofstra University, as we are on the air, the event is going on. So Michael and I decided that we'd prep and do this a little earlier so that we can both participate. He has been very good at encouraging me to be there for the whole thing, because in the third, I've been to every one of the, I think you and I are the only ones that have been to every one of your talkers conventions, and I have never, ever, ever been there for the beginning because I was always on the air. So Michael said, let's take care of that. So we'll take care of that.
And every year at the beginning is called Let's Talk About Doug Steffen Behind His Back. So that session had to be canceled this year. Unless you want us to talk about you in front of your back.
It's up to you. Help yourself. In good conscience, I can say I'm an open book. There it goes.
I think that comes with the territory of being a radio talk show host. No matter how you hide it, you become an open book. But here are the 10 biggest stories of this past week. And if something huge happens at the end of the week, it will not be reflected in this because it's an earlier version of it due to the fact that we're recording it early. At number 10, we have the NBA and NHL playoffs. At number 9, violent crime and shootings. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 5, AI concerns. At number 4, LGBTQ activism. At number 3, Trump's legal battles. At number 2, the heating up 2024 presidential race. And number 1, the debt ceiling. The people on the survey at number 10, Xi Jinping. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Hunter Biden. Number 7, Sam Altman. Number 6, Clayton Kershaw. At number 5, Merrick Garland and Jack Smith tied. Donald Trump's at 4, Ron DeSantis at 3, Kevin McCarthy at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. And that's sort of a late midweek look at the issues of this past week.
Probably not much would change when you look around at what's going on.
Famous last words.
Yeah, I know, right, exactly. Well, so maybe I'll eat those words next
week. I was
going
to say that. We walk very softly when we talk about things not changing.
Right. Well, walk softly and carry a big mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
As far as we can. The weather may, it's getting warm fast. Maybe that becomes part of the...
No, it's true. You cannot, you do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
No, of course not.
And just when you think that's the case, I remember I was being interviewed by the New York Times, and this is a number of years ago, and the reporter said to me, so what do you think the big stories of this coming week are going to be? And as that was happening, we had in the office back in those days, the monitors on the wall, and I saw CNN was on the wall, and I caught out of the corner of my eye, major bombing in Oklahoma City, the federal building. And I said, I think what we're going to be talking about next week is happening at this moment.
All right, I'm going to throw something at you that may be one of those possibilities, if I may just take time away from us talking about these top 10. But number 1, the debt ceiling and the vote and what that will do. The markets already have responded pretty well to it. But the mortgage rates announced this week have gone up again, and this has done nothing. I have, in one of my business ventures, tried to get construction money for a development. and bank after bank after bank, and credit union after credit union after credit union have said, nope, we're not loaning that much money. We don't have that much money to give to an individual. So unless you go to Chase or one of the big four banks, and they'll take a pound and a half of your flesh, you better plan on either figuring out how to finance it yourself or wait until the rates go down. So what does that do overall? If that's the case, how do people in business that require a revolving credit limit, let's say, or people who are trying to start something new, or people who are just trying to keep up, because as you know, in the radio business as an example, the bottom has fallen out of advertising revenue. So how do these small operators keep going when their revenue is as challenged as it is? And you can apply that to businesses all over the country, in fact, all over the world. And many people who are cynical about this, and I'm not sure that the cynicism isn't warranted here, have referred to this as a government-created recession. And it comes out of COVID, to be sure, but it also comes out of arguments like paying off student debt. And that's one of the things, if you look at the debt ceiling and what contributes to our debt, this idea, which apparently a lot of Republicans and even Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat, says, I'm voting with the Republicans. I don't want to see, first of all, it's unfair to single out a single group and pay them off or relieve their debt and not help others. But it's interesting how, as is the beauty of talk radio, Michael, when you take one item, you look at all the different directions that you can go in for conversation about it, the branches, if you will.
Well, everything is connected. There's no question. And that's the big picture versus the small picture.
Yep.
When you look at the big picture, you see that something going on here is going to impact something going on there. As far as your question, what are small business people to do, I interpret that as being a rhetorical question. And that you're not asking me to figure out how people are able to.
You're welcome.
To navigate. Well, if it's me, is you stay quiet, you stand still, and you watch and wait to see what's going on, mm-hmm. and you don't try to force the issue in terms of any kind of a major business move.
Isn't it interesting, though, when you look at the reports? I just was looking at something this morning about the automobile business and how the predictions are through the roof. Automobile sales are great. People continue to buy cars. And it's just, it's really an interesting, whereas you can't buy a house. People are not buying houses. They're slowed down. I know a number of people in the real estate business, generally speaking, because the mortgage rates are where they are, if you have to borrow the money, then you're in trouble. If you have cash, you're going to make a better deal for yourself because they can't find as many people around to buy this stuff as was the case a year ago.
And one of the problems in the housing market is also that there's a dearth of inventory. A lot of people are not sure they want to sell their house.
Yeah, right. Yep.
That's I have to throw that out.
Shortage.
That's a wrinkle in the thing. In terms of cars, I mean, the automobile business has always operated in a way to get you into a car as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
No money, don't worry. We'll get you in.
Right. And, we'll loan money to anybody's credit. You can, you know, you pay 20% interest on the loan, but you can still buy a car. So anyway,
and of course, the cost of cars today is not that different than buying a house.
Buying a house, I know it. I think I saw the other day the average cost of a new car is $39,000.
It's amazing.
Average.
Amazing.
Cost of a car. I remember the first car I bought, I paid $1,900 for. You remember the first car you bought?
Yeah, I had several clunkers, but I do remember, without dating myself, that one could buy a brand new Volkswagen Bug. Brand new for $1,700.
Yeah,
woohoo! it was an early VW Bug.
Yeah,
I mean quite different than what they make today, but it was a new car. You know?
Yep, there you go. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here, the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first week, if you will, May 29th to June 2nd, with a thought now on how your body needs to unlock your immune system. There's Balance 7 to help you do that. Balance 7 is here to bring your immune system back online. 3 1-ounce drinks a day, it's all you need. If you're feeling down and you don't feel, you don't have it, right? You don't have, your body is telling you, I need more energy. You got heartburn, maybe. You want to feel healthier? Then all you have to do is go to either balance7.com to buy, or you call 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug, and get $15 off your purchase. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, which is another product from this company. You get free shipping, and you get a money-back guarantee. So balance your system, thus the name Balance 7. That scale runs from 1 to 14, and hello, you figured it out, right? 7 in the middle, that means you're balanced. Alkalinity and acidity, if it isn't balanced in your gut, you're not going to be doing the kind of living that you ought to be doing. Right now, try Balance 7, get $15 off the order, and free shipping. Use the Doug code. Code word Doug. Call 800-793-9039 or go online to balance7.com. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, there are so many things that I want to address here. The presidential race, 2024, number two on the story list this week. One of the most interesting things that I came across, Michael, was the candidacy of Tim Scott, who is a senator from South Carolina. He's being supported by Larry Ellison of Oracle. Larry Ellison contributed last year to the midterm elections $30 million. And he has pledged to raise as much money as it will take to get Tim Scott elected. What does that do for you when I give you that bit of information?
Well, it makes me think it may or may not pay off for him.
But Ellison, yeah.
just because you throw a lot of money at a candidate doesn't always guarantee that the money will have any kind of sway in the issue.
But money
in politics and billionaires in politics, that's a subject we should save for after the break because it's a deep topic.
Yeah, okay, let's do that. Well, it speaks to what we were saying a few minutes ago about how one item, we could start talking about Nikki Haley, to talk about Trump and how much money he's got or putting into it. And how much money can a candidate put into a campaign on his or her own? That's a good question. Let's address those as we continue here in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be the catalyst for conversation with Ken as we continue. Here we go. COVID, more COVID. Aye, aye, aye. So anyway, let's talk about a couple of different things that have come out this week, including some research that I saw. I don't know whether you saw it or not, which basically indicates that doctors, some doctors in some circumstances, are now advocating for no more shots, no more COVID, because there are things that are happening to people they claim are a result of the shots and what was in them. Who knows? The MRS, what was it? I forget what we call the two main types of vaccines were MR or something or other. Isn't it funny how you forget those things? Whatever it is that you're not helping me because you don't remember what I'm talking.
I think at this point everybody's locked.
mRNA. That's it. Yeah.
I think at this point everybody is so locked into their feelings about immunizations, about COVID, that I don't even want to use any more energy dealing with it because people are just so locked in, and you have to be, you know, living in a cave not to already have an opinion about all this, and there's just strong feelings on both sides, and there's not a consensus, and so I just feel like let's talk about something else.
All right, well, let's, as long as we're in the COVID pew, though, what's the scoop with people who had the who had Omicron, which is the more recent of the COVIDs? What has happened to a number statistically of them?
Yes, because and COVID has not gone away, Doug. My cousin, bless his heart, who lives in New Jersey, got COVID, him and his wife, first time ever in the whole thing, and well vaccinated. And one of my good friends here in Central Florida called me from the hospital, shockingly, about 2 weeks ago. One you would never, ever think who would have COVID, and fortunately, back at work, but it's not gone, and it's out there, but it is what it is. Fortunately, the most common current variant, the so-called Omicron, seems to be not as vicious as the earlier variants. Out this week in the medical journal, the Journal of the American Medical Association, fondly referred to as JAMA, is that about 10% of people infected with Omicron, that's the most recent variant, report having long COVID, and this is a much lower percentage than is estimated for people who are infected with the earlier strains of the coronavirus. So hopefully the long version is less frequent and the actual version seems to be, in most, less bad. My cousin said it was like having just a cold, and if he wouldn't have even ever heard of COVID-19 prior to COVID-19, he would have thought he just had a cold.
All right, so people understand what long COVID really is, even though it's something we've talked about a lot. And I want to give ourselves the time to go through the 12 symptoms. As you just said, you may not know that you have it or have had it. Like I maintain, I've never had it. You think maybe I did, but nobody really knew. So did I have a cold?
I thought you thought you might have had it early on.
At that time, I think when I said it was early on, I didn't know what the symptoms really were. I know for a couple of days I didn't feel great as I was driving across the country, but
From Los Angeles, from California.
Yeah. Since then, I don't know. Well, anyway, let's talk about the symptoms that people need to be aware of long COVID as we continue now. We've got another half hour coming up with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled four fighter jets from Joint Base Andrews when a small aircraft violated U.S. airspace. FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in the mountain area of southwestern Virginia. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. The Associated Press reported that the Cessna was registered to Encore Motors of Melbourne, Incorporated. John Rumpel, who owns the company, told the New York Times his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were on the plane. No one survived. Officials in Davenport, Iowa are confirming that the body of a person has been found in the apartment building that had partially collapsed last weekend. A city spokesman identified the victim as Brandon Colvin, who is the first confirmed death. The 42-year-old Colvin was one of three people still missing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Seven after the hour now. It's the Talk Countdown Show. 34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. I was just chuckling to myself doing Ron Radio. We're getting down to the bottom of the hour. Remember when you used to talk like that when we were all playing music? Yes, it's time for the bottom of the hour.
Or the top of the hour.
Top of the hour. Yeah, right, exactly. Silly stuff.
Yep. I don't know. Do people know what that means?
Bottom of the hour is half past the hour?
No. But I mean, when you say that on the radio, does the average listener know what the bottom of the hour means or the top of the hour means?
Well, that's a good question. I think that's what I just said. 30 past, half past the hour. We all have different ways of telling time. Right. But in this digital age, I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
My son, just for fun, he's married to a younger lady. And he's in his 40s, and she's 29.
She's and, 12.
Yeah, Mr. 12. No, thank you. Anyway, so they decided they didn't want their devices next to their beds in the bedroom. So Sophie said she needed to have an alarm clock to be able to, you know, be up and at them. So Brendan bought her and brought home a regular alarm clock, battery powered, had hands on it and the time that way, and setting it. And she said to Brennan, "What is this, and how do I use
it?"
Where did he get it? In the drugstore. You can still buy those things in the drugstore. I have one. That's what I use, a battery powered alarm clock. When I need an alarm clock, I use a battery. Do you? What do you use for an alarm clock?
I use a sundial. I find that is very effective.
Really? Good for you. All right. We could get lost in that conversation.
Okay, so artificial intelligence.
Number five this week.
Very dangerous. Really, really dangerous. So dangerous that it actually presents an existential problem for humanity.
Yep.
It could be our undoing.
The end of humanity.
It could be the end of freedom. It could be, well, first of all, we're kiss privacy goodbye. Yep. With or without AI. I mean, all freedom is based upon privacy. You know, we talk about free speech. Free speech is definitely one of the pillars of freedom. I've been saying that since you know me, for as long as you know me.
Right.
But this artificial intelligence coupled with the digital era and surveillance, everything being centralized, all the information on your entire life. What's going to happen from AI? I mean, I can go on for hours about it. I've been studying this very carefully because I realize inherently, I instinctively know this is the turning point.
Mm-hmm.
It's the turning point. You could have a situation 10, 15, 20 years from now where every moment of your life is recorded somewhere on record. Every thought, every book, every conversation, every time you take a you-know-what.
Yep.
Think about the implications of that, that there's a big data bank in the sky, in the cloud.
With not only that, but with the control of systems. You know, people say, well, imagine if artificial intelligence gets a hold of the nuclear stockpile and whatever artificial intelligence feels threatened by an action of a human, they could fire off a missile. And then, you're in an airplane and the plane's going from Boston to Los Angeles and some artificial intelligence being or whatever bot decides it wants to send that plane to San Francisco, and the pilots can't control it because the artificial intelligence has taken over control of the plane. Mm-hmm. There's any number of things, and if you don't wake up to this, it is absolutely, I wonder about it for my children, grandchildren, I guess for us as well. I expect to be around in 15 or 20 years, and you as well. So what are we going to be, how's life going to be? Do you realize how important, and then how behind the eight ball those people in Washington who are supposed to deal with things like this and have some leadership wrapped around it? You know, they're all crowing this week about who voted 71 Republicans, 46 Democrats voted against it. Okay, that's the most important thing to them this week. Not to me.
Well,
artificial intelligence is the most important.
The people in Washington don't even know how TikTok and Twitter and Facebook operate, and those are becoming old news, the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a turning point. This is a turning point in the evolution of humanity, and we will question what humanity is. And I don't see any way to turn this around. I see that we are heading toward a...
Where did this come from? Who developed it? And for what reason? Where did this come from?
Well, this has emerged from our technological class. We have a class of
devices.
People that, devices, yeah, but no, we have people. We have geniuses. We have programmers. We have engineers. We have people. You know, we call it big tech. We call it Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. But there's a whole generation and class of people that are very, very facile with this technology, very, very smart about it.
They're not going to be able to control it either. Who the hell do they think they are?
Well, the irony is, you said, you know, we're going to have to protect ourselves from artificial intelligence. One of the reasons we are going to hand over all the power to artificial intelligence is because we're going to turn to it to protect ourselves from us.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come across as a benign way of mitigating all of this divisiveness and unscrupulous behavior on the part
turn
of politicians.
Turn it over to the robots.
Turn it over to the robots that will seem to have a very fair and balanced understanding of all the issues. And it is not impossible that our government will be purposefully operated by artificial intelligence overlords.
Sounds like a Fox robot, right? Fair and balanced?
Well, they may have used that as an expression, but they don't own the concept.
No. All right. Well, food for thought for sure, boys and girls. This is you're right, a watershed time. And we go back to, I'm looking at number three and the things that affect Trump and some of the people around him. I thought it was interesting this week, Kellyanne Conway's daughter, whose name is Claudia, has become a Playboy bunny. As she said, the reason she did it was to reclaim her womanhood. She's making a statement about her mother's relationship with Donald Trump and how he is basically a pig. And I don't know what that means, really. Working in Playboy as a bunny, you're going to be around a lot of pigs, it seems to me. And so what is her womanhood? And it sounds like she's pretty naive, actually, but I thought it was...
I have to be honest. I haven't followed that story. You're blind. Over the convention week, I missed a few things.
Yeah, okay.
My first thought, I, with all due respect to the memory of Hugh Hefner and his, and I don't know if his daughter still... Remember we had her daughter? His daughter as a keynote speaker at a Talkers conference?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
That's a long time ago, decades ago.
Yeah,
but my first reaction, with all due respect to them, is... Is there still a Playboy? Does that still exist?
Yeah, right.
Are there still Playboy bunnies? Or any girly magazines? Softcore girly magazines? I don't know. It just seems like in the age of pornography being the biggest industry, even bigger than the National Football League, it makes me wonder. Remember the joke, I don't look at the pictures, I read the articles?
Of course. Right. Yeah.
You know?
Of course, that was the case with you and me, so I remember.
Oh, of course. I mean, the articles.
All right, we're pausing for a moment here to think about Omaha Steaks. As Father's Day approaches, this is a big time for dads to feel the love. And maybe a thing you can do, I mean, it's not all about the only thing you give your father for love, but if you love and are interested in making your dad happy, perhaps one of the things you might think about is to give him Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com. Head over there. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's the numbers 30 and then DOUG. You'll get $30 off all qualifying orders. The minimum order is required, but there's so much good there. You can choose from all kinds of things. Bacon wrapped filet. Gourmet grillables, the boneless chicken breasts, the burgers, the franks. If your dad likes this sort of thing, and you're getting hungry listening to me talk about it, perhaps you ought to visit Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com. Again, use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG when you place your order. omahasteaks.com. Yum, yum, yum. Great for Father's Day. Don't let time slip by. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code 30DUG.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, To save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahastates.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Back with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number four this week, a lot of activism when it comes to diversity, equity, inclusion, that sort of focus. Texas is going to become the largest state in the country, Michael, to eliminate the funding of diversity. So they will no longer have any programs for what they call DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion. The report is that lawmakers came to an agreement to advance the bill that basically bans any of these offices, any of these programs, any of the training, and more or less the same thing is going on in Florida. Then there are other states that are doing things that are equally focused. The governor of Montana, who has a non-binary child, by the way, signed a law this week defining sex as only a male or a female, will have no people in between. That's basically what they're saying. So, again, we think about this in light of the artificial intelligence conversation. Why are we even having these conversations? What's more important? Do you think people will... I'm frustrated, as you can tell by listening to me. Artificial intelligence is so important. This stuff isn't. Is it? I suppose maybe some people.
Well, everything is important. I mean, just because one thing is more important than another, that's a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, whose shoes you're in. But that doesn't mean that we should only talk about one thing to the exclusion of all other things, especially in this medium. And, you know, I've often said the funny thing about the human race is we're in each other's faces. We want to be individuals, but we're so darn collective that we're caught between a rock and a hard place. And we do care how other people conduct their humanity. It's like, hey, this is our club. You can't do that. We're obsessed with sticking our nose in other people's business. We're all a bunch of Karens.
Karens, isn't that interesting?
We
Does
are.
Everybody know
hey, don't
Karen?
You
yeah.
know the? Don't you know the rules?
Right, I'm reporting you.
You can't put your garbage can on the ribbon. You've got to have your garbage can 3 feet from the curb.
So
I'm going to report you.
I'm going to give you a quick example of that. And most people know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so the other night I was out about 8 o'clock chopping feed for some of the cows. And this woman drives into the field and starts shaking her hand at me and says, "You can't do that after 7 o'clock.
There you go. That's the Karen.
And I said, "Who said I couldn't do it?" "Well, the law says that construction and noise has to go away." I said, "Not farms. Farms don't apply." She looked at me, scowled at me, and sped off. So, yeah.
You said she spat at you.
No, she didn't do that. She wasn't happy with me, though. But
no, this is what I'm saying. This is what we do.
Yeah.
We human beings stick our noses in each other's face.
Part of
we shouldn't do that. We do this. That's not right. This is not, whether it's religion, whether it's ideology, government, how you dress, how you have your sex. It's not just enough to live your own life. We care about everybody else's business.
That's it. More from Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen as we continue you on this week's countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The hour now on the Good Day program, Friday, as we look forward to the weekend and new movies that are coming out. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. What is it that you think, what movie is going to attract the most attention this weekend, Chucker? One that's already out or something that's coming out?
Oh, you got this animated movie, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is a sequel to the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie that came out 5 years ago. That film did extremely well. It's really interesting how things are playing along. You get these big popcorn movies, which has really become the only thing that movies in theaters have become. It's that one big film after the other. The more adult-oriented, character-driven movie is somewhat gone by the wayside. So is the comedy and the buddy cop movie, so on and so forth. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 has done very well. It's done $300 million domestically. You got a lot of films that have done well over the last year. In the next few weeks, you got another Transformers movie, which is a big budget film. Middle of the month, which will be June 15th or 16th, that weekend, you got Warner Brothers' highly anticipated movie, The Flash, which is tested through the roof at CinemaCon in April. Very few movies come riding on the heels of such good buzz. That's one of the films that has it. And then you got Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which will be released at the end of the month. And also you got Mission Impossible 7, which is another huge release. So you got huge release after huge release after huge release. You know, I was telling you yesterday on the program how I walked through my local mall and went into my multiplex just to get a feel of the movie-going environment.
Right.
And I stated it does feel very different. It just does feel different than it did 10 years ago when you look forward to a movie, when the crowd was buzzing, where people, families, got in their cars, couldn't wait to see some of these big releases. Now I think people go to the movies sort of as, it's something to do. You know, this movie looks interesting, but it's not the pure love that film has.
Let me counter that a little bit. I would use the example of Downton Abbey, which was a show that captured my imagination, certainly. I watched every single episode. I thought it was a fabulous production. And then there was an announcement made there'd be a movie. And when the movie came out, everybody that loved the TV show went to the movies to see it. And then when the next one came out, everybody went to the movies to see it. So it captured the interest of people by being on TV, and then it went to the movies. Maybe that's, I was thinking about Succession. And I just got onto that this past year, and I wished I'd have watched it earlier on, because I found the characters fascinating and the stories very well written and well done.
A terrific streaming show, and there's many terrific, well-written, well-acted.
Well, could that be a movie, though?
Could that be a movie? But here's the thing. There was a thing for a long time in this country called art house theaters or independent theaters, where more sophisticated, character-driven, even lower-budget product did very well.
Mm-hmm.
Post-COVID, a lot of these theaters have gone by the wayside. I run one of them in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and I could tell you, Doug, that the audience, which skewed, I would say, 45 years of age plus, has not come back to the movies. So we have altered our booking model to book more mainstream product and looking more to market toward families. And to me, that's the real bummer of one of the after effects of that pandemic. So
yeah, well, I think you're going to see there are a lot of people, especially with the writer's strike being as it is, that you'll see a lot of older movies come back around again until they come up with new. And hopefully artificial intelligence, man, if we don't get a hold of that and kill it, like getting a weed whacker out and getting the weeds, that's what needs to be done, I think, with artificial intelligence. Good God.
Yeah, and then hopefully this writer's strike ends sooner than later, but I read a lot of buzz. You could get other strikes happening, actors.
The actors are going to go on strike.
Everybody's going to secure their piece of their own universe going
forward. Well, with good reason. They're concerned about artificial intelligence.
I agree.
And there needs to be a big rebuff of it. It needs to not be reworked. It needs to be killed.
I would argue that no industry has changed as quickly as the entertainment industry has the last 3 years.
The radio.
It's been unbelievable.
Yeah, right. Okay, Chucker, talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. You. Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, Movie Moments, at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.